This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. The early morning soundtrack at our home isn't just the native birds singing, calling, or the clucking and crowing from the chicken pen. I mean, that's happening for sure. But there is a distant low rumble of distant diesel motors pumping groundwater and pushing it through center pivots, irrigating corn, alfalfa, barley. Depending on the time of year, it could be cotton. It could be the second crop of corn or second crop of alfalfa. None of those crops are of interest to me. I suppose they should be, but it's big ag. It's industrial agriculture, and it will be the demise of the Sulphur Springs Valley. Certainly other vast valleys to my east or west, that's going to happen as well. Big money sinks wells deeper and deeper to get that groundwater, and little money, folks on small acre parcels with domestic wells, well, they don't have $20,000 or $30,000 to redrill a domestic well. So the low rumble of agricultural wells is an ominous foreshadowing. What a way to start the day, huh? Hey, a cheery note. Oh, dear. Well, it sort of disappears. The rumble disappears or blends in after a while. Hey. In the morning when I start the chores, one of the things I do is I go over and open the barn door to get chicken feed or something like that, you know, and I leave it open all day. In the olden days, we had a couple cats, three cats, and they'd like to hang out in there. There's kitty food. And nowadays, we only have one cat, but he, too, likes to hang out in the barn. If there's thunder and lightning during monsoon, our dog Farley prefers the barn, and he likes it as a refuge. And then every summer, that open door, wasps fly in and out of that door. Not yellow jackets, but wasps called mud daubers. That's the name I remember from my youth. And when I looked it up, yeah, they're mud daubers. And it appears I have two species. One species is yellow and black. The other species is this metallic blue-black. Both have beautiful scientific names that I fear pronouncing, but I will give them a chance. The metallic blue-black mud dauber is Chelybion californicum, and the black and yellow wasp is Scalifron cemeterium. So these wasps sometimes wait for me to open that barn door. You know, if I get to the door late morning, there'll be several mud daubers hovering by the door, and I open it, and then they just fly in and disappear. They're either going in there, they've got some mud under their little head and gripped, or they might have a stunned spider. They go in there. Listen, the adults, females of these two species, collect mud. They mix dirt and that water I was talking about, whining about. And they build these mud cells, these cylindrical mud cells, little adobe cells, in cool, secretive places in the barn, in a box, on a shelf. And they build the cells, and then they fill them. Both these species do this, fill them with stunned spiders, little spiders that they hunt out. The female wasps go out there and find these spiders, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little spiders in a cell. Then they lay an egg, seal the cell, and start building another mud cell cylinder right next to it, adjoining. The adults, you know, eat nectar. The larvae eat spiders in their personal cell. How cool is that? It's very cool. I find the mud cells in the craziest of places. There was a boot box closed and full of old kitchen knives. I open it, and there are these three mud cells. Yeah, somehow they navigate through that vast mosquito collection housed in the barn and build marvelous mud nurseries. Oh my gosh, the adults are quite beautiful. And the black Chelybion with iridescent blue wings. Oh my gosh. Oh, just a beautiful spider. Chelybo, Greek for steel. Californicum, its specific epithet, must be where it was first described, but they're all over the U.S. The black and yellow mud dauber, Scalifron cemeterium. Scalifron means slender, and the cemeterium means he's a builder. She is a builder of walls. That's so cool. They both are have amazing slender waist. I mean, slender. I mean, skinny. I think that waist is called a pedicel. Anyway, it's so wonderful to have these mud daubers. I think it's so cool. And they're just a minuscule part of the insects known, the order of insects called known as Hymenopteras. Yeah, the bees, the ants, and the wasps. Oh my gosh, how cool is that? My goodness, who knew? Fantastic. The borderlands are beautiful. Wasp mud daubers are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.